Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 24 and 26 through 27. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Joel chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. O Lord, have mercy on us. Dear brothers and sisters, the prophet Joel, in the words preceding this, he has painted a picture of locusts swarming, fields stripped bare, withered are the hearts of the people. Not just a bad harvest, not just bad luck, but judgment. The Lord sent the locusts to call them to repentance. And the people listened. They returned to the Lord with fasting, with weeping, the whole nation. And what is it that God does? He restores. Be glad, O children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. The threshing floor shall be full of grain, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. This is the heart of our God. A God who disciplines, yes, but always with the goal of restoration. A God who calls us to repentance, not to destroy us, not to condemn us, but to bring us back to himself. The locusts that we see today may not have wings and teeth, but they still devour. Locust of sin that eats away at our peace. Locust of guilt that hollows out our innards. The locust of fear that may dry up our joy. The locust of regret that gnaws at our past. Sometimes they come in the form of consequences, of broken relationships, lost opportunities, of what's seemingly spiritual desolation. Other times they come as suffering. Perhaps we caused it, perhaps we did not. It is this fallen world, but yet we endure. In those moments, though, we might begin to wonder, the old Adam whispering in our ear, can anything good grow again? And the answer is yes. Not because of us, because of our efforts, our wit, our wisdom, our endurance, but yes, because of God, because of who he is. He has given the early rain for your vindication. For your vindication, God sets it aright. Not ignoring the damage, not pretending that the locusts never came, but restoring. Not just about crops and weather. Restoration of the heart, restoration of the soul. The rain is our Lord Christ Jesus, the one who took the full judgment of God, stripped bare, beaten, mocked, spat upon, crucified. He bore the locusts on the cross. He bore the parched desolation of our sinful land in himself, that his grace might then rain upon us. I thirst, he cried out, so that we may thirst no more. Cut off that we might be grafted in, died that we might live. And now through his resurrection, he pours out his Holy Spirit like rain on the dry ground of our souls. On Pentecost, Peter quotes from Joel, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. The Spirit raining down. The restoration comes. The locust years are redeemed. Not just poetic words, personal words for you. Where sin has left you barren, Jesus brings the rain of forgiveness. Where death reigned, Jesus brings resurrection. And at the cross, he vindicated us. Not by condemning us, but bearing the condemnation we deserved in our place. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that you might become the righteousness of God. He restores through his word, through his sacraments, through his church, where the sinners are welcomed, the burdens carried, and the grace reigns eternal. So as the locusts descend this side of glory, they've had their way in your life, if you're carrying the guilt, the grief, the shame, the weariness, hear this. Be glad, O children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and latter rain as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Now may the love of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the reign of our God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.